Welcome to It's Not My Garden, It's My Life with Rebecca Wynn. Lessons in life from the ground up.
Moments of joy. The oppressive heat of summer has finally broken, and I am able to resume one of my favorite morning rituals, opening the double glass doors of my living room to the garden. This morning, however, was different. This morning, as the doors swung open, the sweep of air they caused was heavy with fragrance. As the relentless, punishing heat of summer had given way to fall, the roses in my garden had fleshed out. I could see this every time I looked outside. What had changed was that at some point, quietly over time, the roses had reached a critical mass and now held enough blooms that the fragrance reached all the way to my house. It was so unexpected, it took my breath away, and I exclaimed aloud, "Oh my gosh, what is that?" But then, of course, I knew instantly. Nothing smells quite like roses. I took my tea into the garden and let the fragrance surround me, carried on the soft morning breeze. I was deeply moved by this moment of beauty, and as I sat very still and allowed myself the sensual pleasure that was being carried on each breath of air, I realized something. Moments of joy surround us. This endless striving in the pursuit of joy, in fact, deprives us of exactly that which we seek. It is the ability and willingness to find moments of joy in what is right before us that ensures that we will find it. Believing we know where joy can be found and focusing all our attention there to the exclusion of all that surrounds us closes us off to joy rather than revealing it, and is the path to frustration and disappointment. The attachment to what we think we know puts a veil over our ability to see what is actually present. I knew that I had dozens of rose bushes in my garden that bore hundreds, if not thousands, of blooms, but I thought I knew that this particular variety of roses was only faintly fragrant, not nearly fragrant enough to be enjoyed all the way up to the house. I thought I knew the capacity of these roses, but I was wrong. Nature has no knowledge of our sense of limitation, and therefore goes about her business of full expression without our help or hindrance, blithely oblivious to our expectations or lack thereof. Thank goodness nature doesn't look to us to fulfill its potential. Think how much smaller it would be. Would we ever imagine the majesty of Niagara Falls? The masses of glorious electric purple blooms on a jacaranda tree, or the exquisite minuscule grass flowers that cover the meadows? Could we have ever dreamed that heat and pressure and time could transform simple rocks into sparkling gemstones? Looking at our own lives, can we see the seeds of magnificence, or do our eyes only see that potential to exist in the lives of others? We are all expressions of the same creation. We all possess the ability to create beauty and greatness. We are all full of potential that perhaps no one else sees, but that exists within us nonetheless. It doesn't matter what other people think we can or cannot do. It is our job to bring out our greatest expression. Our job to see ourselves as more magnificent than others see us. Our job to take their breath away with the wondrous lives we create for ourselves. Yeah, it's a good thing my roses weren't constrained by trying to live up to my paltry expectations. If they had been, I would have completely missed this moment of joy and inspiration.
All essays from It's Not My Garden, It's My Life were written and read by Rebecca Wynn of Whimsical Gardens. Music by Marsha Webb. Find out more about Rebecca at whimsicalgardens.com and share your thoughts or stories of transformation from the ground up with us at facebook.com/whimsicalgardens.